You're tuned in to The Dr. Kinney Show, and I'm your host, Dr. Erin Kinney, a naturopathic doctor and speaker dedicated to unraveling the mysteries of your body and guiding you back into balance. Through my years of practice, I've discovered that knowledge empowers healing. The more you understand about your health, the better choices you make, leading you towards recovery. Join me each week as we dive deep into actionable insights and wisdom from myself and top experts in the holistic health community. Together, we'll equip you with the tools to decipher what's happening in your body, why it's reacting as it does, and how to restore harmony in both your body and your life. Whether you're seeking relief from unexplained symptoms or aiming to optimize your well-being, this is your sanctuary. Welcome to the Dr. Kinney Show, where understanding leads to healing. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Dr. Kinney Show. This week, I'm pleased to have joining me Dr. Shivani Gupta, who is known as the Turmeric Girl. And I'm really excited for our chat today because we're going to talk about Ayurvedic medicine. We're going to talk about her love of turmeric and maybe some other things. So thank you so much for being here, Shivani.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Can you start by sharing with my guests and listeners how you got to be known as the Turmeric Girl?
Yes. So I grew up in a family that lived in two worlds. We lived in India every year and we lived in the US. And every time I visited India, my grandma, anytime I got sick, would handle us or treat us with spices. She'd make us a tea or a tincture and we'd be all better. And anytime I was in the US, we would go to the pediatrician and she'd write us a script for antibiotics and we would eventually get better. But over the years, I kind of realized something was wrong with me that was wrong with nobody else. Like, I felt like I had no immune system, and every time a cold walked by or anything, I would catch it. And so finally, by the time I reached college, I was like, I'm sick of being sick. I just need a different way forward. And that's when I discovered yoga and Ayurveda in India and went on this quest to understand what is it and how does it work for us and how can we live this lifestyle that has healed my gut and healed my health. And that's when I realized that the herbs from Ayurveda, those super spices of adaptogens and turmeric and ginger and ashwagandha and cumin, are such powerhouse spices if we just knew how to use them. And maybe it could have prevented all that heartache and sickness during that time. So that's why I'm known as the Turmeric Girl, because I've just become so obsessed with it. And then I did my entire PhD on turmeric, which just led me to be an even bigger evangelist of it.
I love it. That's awesome. That's really cool. So maybe we can start with going over the basics of Ayurvedic medicine. You think you can walk us through that?
Yeah. So Ayurveda is this ancient system of medicine from India that's over 5,000 years old. And within this umbrella of living the Ayurvedic lifestyle, which is a true preventive lifestyle, our goal is to bring body, mind, and spirit into alignment. And we do that by living a daily rhythm called the circadian rhythm and living in accordance with nature's clock. Then under Ayurveda, we teach about gut health and how that gut digestive fire is the center of all health. And the management of your gut digestive fire is the key to your metabolism, your immune system, your brain health, your mood, everything, which modern day science has now proven. But it's really cool that Ayurveda talked about it all those thousands of years ago. Then we teach about detoxification and the importance of detoxing seasonally and annually to get the best results for your body and stay healthy and vibrant. And we also teach about food, how to eat, when to eat, the way in which we should eat to get better results. Even more important than what to eat is how we eat it and how we prepare it in little steps like that. Then we teach a lot about sleep and how sleep and circadian rhythm are key. And sleep is when we clear inflammation and rebuild and rejuvenate the body. And then finally, we teach Ayurvedic self-care, which is supportive of detoxing and really building a beautiful rhythm into your life that supports you and not burning out and not letting stress get to you. And one huge concept out of Ayurveda is the doshas, or your individual mind-body constitution. And when you take a dosha quiz, I have one on my website, you understand really powerful insights about yourself. It's kind of like a personality quiz, but you understand based on your physical, mental, and emotional traits, how you can live a lifestyle that's more customized to you, so that you flow with nature better and you feel like you're going downstream with life instead of constantly fighting uphill and upstream.
I love that. So beautiful. What a beautiful way of like putting all of the pieces of our system into it and like melding that with herbs and nature. And awesome.
Yeah.
So I know you touched a little bit on the importance of sleep. If we were chatting offline about both of us were like, oh, I didn't get as much sleep last night as I would have wanted. And we were just talking about how that is such a crucial role. And especially as we get older, if we don't get enough sleep,
we're tired in the morning. As you said, you're tired for your workout, and then you might be more hungry. You might not make the best choices. And then you kind of get into this cycle. So it really starts with sleep. So can you talk about some of the Ayurvedic recommendations for good sleep hygiene?
Yes. So Ayurveda already taught intermittent fasting thousands of years ago. Ayurveda said by 7 o'clock, we should be done eating dinner, if not even a bit earlier than that. Once you're complete, no more eating. And in the evening, Ayurveda taught that's our time to really wind down from the day, not push through and try to keep working. So the Ayurvedic circadian clock teaches us that 10 to 2 on that clock is the most important time to sleep, to rejuvenate, to clear our lymphatic system, to clear the glymphatic system, and to really rejuvenate. So like reset the body. And if we don't reset the body, we're going to feel it the next day. We're going to see it. We're going to see this like accumulation of junk in the brain because we can't think the same. Accumulation of toxins because we don't have the same level of energy. And so I teach everyone, move your bedtime as close to 10 as you can. Doesn't have to be perfect, but move it back. Sleeping at 11 every night, which is the average in the United States, means that most people are sleeping closer to midnight. And we're having this like later bedtime at the detriment of our health, our metabolism, our brain function, our mood, our gut health, all of it. Then Ayurveda says that what you consume at night is what you're going to chew on all night long. So that comes down to food, like inflammatory foods, hard to digest foods. All those things are going to cause upset, but also any content. So a lot of people have the habit of TV in the room, watching the news before bed, all that kind of stuff. And Ayurveda says, no, the last thing we should do at the end of the day is put good things in. So that's where habits like gratitude journal, reading something spiritual or something good for you, like personal development, can be very supportive because that's the seeds that you're going to be planting at night. And then living according to nature's clock has been talked about a lot in mainstream media in the sense that we talk about turning off your blue light, wearing blue light blockers, really honoring that nature's clock dominates and we should allow for our natural melatonin release at 10 o'clock to support us. Now, a lot of us have a lot going on. I'm a modern day woman. I'm a mom. I have kids. I'm an entrepreneur. I can't be perfect. Certainly not with sleep. And my house, I'm always like, guys, I told you all 10 o'clock is my rule and it's 10:30 and no one's sleeping yet. So I have a lot of tools. I reach into sleep creams, sleep teas, sleep gummies, sleep formulas. I have them all on my nightstand. And based on how the day is going, if I didn't work out enough or I didn't do the right things to get perfect sleep, I'll just take the tool I need to get the great sleep because otherwise the price I pay is too high.
Yeah, that's good. So can we talk about some of those tools? So you mentioned, and in these tools, most of them are the herbal remedies, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So when I finished my PhD in turmeric, developed a whole line of supplements and teas. It's like my obsession to play with the super herbs of Ayurveda and to keep pushing the envelope in terms of what can I create that will drive a change in the body. So when it comes to the teas, I made this functional tea called deep sleep tea. It's really yummy. But I put like ashwagandha, brahmi, all the adaptogenic herbs from Ayurveda that support our mind relaxing and our digestive system relaxing for a better night's sleep. And then I put a lot of florals on top so you don't taste all the Ayurvedic stuff in there.
And then they're so earthy
Yeah, they're not the taste we're used to.
No.
And so it takes a lot of taste testing. So I'm like, yeah, okay, that I'll drink every day. And then I also made a sleep gummy because I needed something where I'm always looking for like what's healthy and clean that we can use to ensure we get a perfect night's sleep. I want that perfect 8 hours. I want to drop into my deep sleep states. So I have a sleep gummy right now that's really nice because it's two gummies. So if you wake up at 3 a.m, you can just take the one gummy and get that last bit of sleep. So I'm always looking for like what's going to support that like half night that usually it's a bit of sleep that we all need.
That's great. And so you can have all these tools, like you said, right on your nightstand. So they're there for whenever you, depending on your day, you can choose the appropriate tool.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many tools out there. And to me, I'm constantly researching them, playing with them. I have blackout curtains in my room. I control the temperature. I have sheets that are very cool. So each tool to me is like that support. So that I can guarantee, like, for example, because I got poor sleep last night, I will definitely use the toolkit to get perfect sleep tonight.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I know we talked a little bit about circadian rhythm kind of before we jumped on the call. I feel like sleep is so important for setting up the circadian rhythm. And I'm really big, you guys, listeners, talking about cortisol and the importance of its impact on the circadian rhythm. And if you're not getting deep sleep, guess what? Your cortisol is going to be really dysregulated the next day, which is personally why we don't feel very good. We don't sleep. We're not getting that, you know, that typical rise in cortisol. So when we wake up in the morning, we feel a little out of it. And then we might get a rise in cortisol later in the day, which will again affect the next night's sleep. So again, really important to use your tools even more so after a bad, poor added sleep. But let's talk maybe about some of the Ayurvedic tools during the day. Like if you, so what are you doing today after not getting a great sleep? I know you'll do the, your sleep tools tonight, but are there other herbs you're going to use throughout the day today?
Yeah, I always have to lean more heavily into the toolkit on those days. So I worked out anyway, but I really had to moderate a bit. I was trying to go hard in my workout and I just didn't have the tank, like the gas tank in the, like the tank of gas I needed to push through and finish the workout completely at max weight. So I just dropped it down so I could make sure I kept good form and everything like that. But I can tell now that because I used up my energy gas tank a little too much for the day, I'm going to have to hydrate more. I'm going to lean into caffeine until 3. I developed something called unwind tea, which I developed it for people like me who go at it all day and then need support, like switching from that hardcore work day into my personal life, my kids, motherhood, all of that in the evening and like dropping it down a gear because sometimes it's hard to slow down. So I'm going to have probably 2 cups of adaptogenic tea when I get home just to like settle. And then I'll keep the evening really light. I'll probably walk in nature for 30 minutes, 45 minutes just to decompress. And then at night, I'll have deep sleep tea and gummies and like probably a hot shower, hot bath. Ayurvedic self-care tools like dry brushing or Abhyang help my sleep a lot. So really like lean into self-care to get that perfect night's sleep so that from then onwards, the cycle's broken. Because what I find is if we have poor sleep, we can sometimes get in these cycles of poor sleep for a couple nights. And then it's harder to get yourself back onto that perfect cycle.
And I would say the majority of the patients that I'm working with, their cycles have been disrupted for quite a long time. So they're coming in and, you know, they're going to bed late. They're waking up tired. They're leaning probably way too heavily on caffeine. They're not making great food choices. And oftentimes, you know, I love that you mentioned that you modified your workout a little bit today because you didn't get the sleep. I see my patients, you know, they're like, I've had a workout, and they push themselves really hard, which then drains the body even a little bit more. So, you know, I think it's really good if you to realize if you aren't getting enough sleep, we want to go a little bit easier on the body. I wanted to ask your opinion on caffeine. So you said you're going to lean a little bit heavier into caffeine today until 3 o'clock. Talk to me about caffeine and Ayurvedic place.
Yeah. So Ayurveda is actually fine with the use of coffee. We're big fans of black tea in India. So we have like our morning tea, midday tea, high tea at 3:30. So I've definitely adopted that practice. I have my morning cup at 7. I'm having my midday cup right now because I ate breakfast late post-workout. And then I will have that 3:30 cup of tea. And then that's it. I cut off caffeine because we know sleep, we know caffeine has a half-life that can affect our sleep. So we have to cut off really by 2 is ideal. But I push my last cup into 3:30. But what I've learned is we have to keep enough sleep pressure to have good sleep. And so a lot of times when I'm working people through their different health struggles, they haven't exercised enough or they haven't moved enough. They're just getting through life on caffeine and not hydration and not exercise. And then you're seeing it impact sleep. And so the key there is like, yes, we are allowed to caffeinate and we can use it to stay awake and more alert and focused. But after a certain point, you have to switch. So what are you going to switch into? Don't switch into soda or drinks with sugar. I encourage everyone, either it's water with electrolytes or different teas and herbal teas that have benefits because you can have peppermint tea and that's soothing to the system. You can have a sleepy time tea that's soothing to the system. So like, how are you going to play with plant magic and herbs to support you to get your goals? But you can remember that a lot of tea doesn't have caffeine. All herbal teas are caffeine free. So you can switch into those options in the afternoon.
Yeah, I like that. And so if you had someone, because I have a lot of patients that have, and by myself, very, very sensitive to caffeine, or if they have caffeine after like 10 a.m., it's going to disrupt their sleep. I mean, and usually that goes to what, usually there's like a liver breakdown issue. They're not breaking down the caffeine, so it's staying in their system a little bit longer. So, I mean, I would think for them, they'd want to lean a little bit more heavier into some other. So if they are going to do caffeine, kind of in this Ayurvedic sense, you'd have them maybe switch. Would you have them stay later, or would you have them stay like, or let them have caffeine a little bit later?
I would let them try the idea of green tea later in the day. Like green tea is a lot less caffeine than a cup of coffee, and see if that supports them. Because even I myself, I use caffeine as a crutch, and I know I enjoy it as the thing that keeps me up. But I was just sharing with a member of my team. I said, you know, unwind tea that we designed, I didn't have it early enough yesterday. So I was still craving something to help me unwind. And then we ended up going out for dinner. I ended up having wine, and wine totally did it. It got me relaxed.
It wine unwinds you, but then it disrupts your sleep.
Correct. So then it's screwing you anyway. So I was like, well, I'm going to try 2 cups of unwind tea at like 4 and see if I can like taper myself down towards relaxed. But it's, you know, when you're busy with your work and you're busy with kids, busy with the house, like it's this stack up. And I find if you're not managing the stack up, you're going to reach for something. So in Ayurveda, when we're stressed and anxious, that's why a lot of us reach for sugar, because sugar is cooling. So it's going to cool the system.
Oh, interesting.
Or we're reaching for wine because it's going to unwind us and we need the support to unwind. So that's my new experiment now that I'm in perimenopause stage, is like, okay, if I'm going to wind myself up so much during the day, what are those practices, those self-care practices that are non-negotiable that'll help me wind down and then get that perfect sleep?
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of when I teach a lot about, you know, the nervous system. And, you know, when we're in fight flight, we're in that, we're pumping out stress hormones and we're getting all our things done and we're rocking it like the boss, you know, babes that we all are. But then, yes, if you don't work with your body to come out of that fight flight, sometimes we end up getting stuck in it. And literally your body stops making the receptors to turn off the fight flight response. And so, you know, like I think you're talking about these great tools to kind of, you know, turn off the fight flight and put you back into the parasympathetic state, which is what we all want. Like, we want to be there, but sometimes our bodies literally get stuck that way. And caffeine can kind of keep you a little stuck that way. Also, you can just be someone that likes to be doing things all the time, and that can kind of keep you stuck. So it's great to have all of these other tools. And, you know, a lot of people come to me because they're like, I just feel like I can't turn off. I'm stressed all the time. I try to go to yoga and I try to meditate and I try to do other things. But this is where herbal medicine can be really beautiful, because it actually, you know, a lot of the herbs that you've mentioned, you know, the way they actually work on the body is they go to your hypothalamus and they upregulate the production of a receptor that allows the body to stop making stress hormones. It stops the production of cortisol and epinephrine and all these other, you know, up hormones. So it's really cool. Like the research, I'm sure you've done it, like the research that shows like how these herbs actually like unwind and calm the body down.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is that's why I created a self-care habit called Tea Time is Me Time, because I needed it. Like I needed a cue that was an anchor throughout my day. That was my time to tune in, even though I am caffeinating. So I'm pushing up at morning, midday, and 3:30. At 3:30, I know that that's it. You need to actually go the other direction now. You need to wind it down. And I do think of it as a car. Like I need to go from fifth to fourth because I am so on top of my game. But then all of a sudden when I switch to kid mode or evening mode, no one in my house wants to have boss Shivani there barking orders at them and trying to get everything efficiently done. So it's like that softness and that switchover. So that's why I'm playing with tea all the time, because I want the adaptogens to get in here and support me to like calm it down a couple notches going into the evening.
But I also like that it's tea. It's a ritual, right? It's like you've got to sit and drink this water. And so that in and of itself, even though you're caffeinated, I feel like it's a calming practice. It's really nice. It's a beautiful practice.
It is. Yeah. It is. And it's an opportunity to tune in. So when I have that cup of tea, like right now during the day when I have my tea, the questions I'm asking myself are, how do I feel right now? Have I done everything I need to take care of myself? Have I structured my day so today will be a good day? Is there anything I need to do this week to have a better week? And I'll get a lot of funny answers like, no, actually, you are not planning to eat dinner. This is going to be really bad for you. Or you made Sunday really messed up. You need to go figure out how to change that. So my own intuition is coming in and giving me answers, because I'm giving it the space to do so. Mm. And I'm asking it questions and really showing myself some self-love and self-compassion.
Yeah. Well, so you're like, this is like so much habit stacking going on here. We've got a little bit of space for answers to come. It's almost like a little mini mindfulness meditation practice. And you're getting the benefit of the herbs. How cool
is
that?
True.
Drinking
Very
a cup
true.
Of tea can be so much magic can come into that.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
That's awesome. So I now want to hear you talk about turmeric. Tell me all of the things about turmeric.
Sure. So turmeric, I love, because it's antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal. I always needed that immune support. Powerful antioxidant. So it's anti-aging. And then it's also anti-inflammatory. And so my area of study over the last 8+ years has been, if it's such a powerful anti-inflammatory, can we prove to all of Western medicine that they can use it like an anti-inflammatory? And that's what I've been able to prove for about 8 years now. So everyone who has chronic joint pain leans into my two formulas and takes it regularly and then doesn't have to take NSAIDs or other things for their pain. And then I realized if we're going to have joint pain as the conversation, let's fix your sleep. So you're clearing the inflammation overnight and then the tumor can do its job even better during the day. And then I'm very passionate about now really talking at medical conferences more about pre-op use, post-op use. And then for everyone else out there who doesn't yet go to the doctor for such a serious problem, we know that inflammation is the root cause of so many of the health struggles that people have. We know that we need to reduce that chronic, low-grade, persistent inflammation that's stacking up to give us the symptoms. So when we have perimenopause and everyone's like, well, I'm feeling hot flashes and night sweats and everything's discombobulated, I believe that we're entering each decade of life more and more inflamed and hitting it like a brick wall. And if instead of hitting every 5 years or 10 years like a brick wall, if we instead prevented the inflammation going on and we supported the body, if we got in rhythm with nature, and you're in naturopathic medicine, so you know Ayurveda and naturopathic medicine are pretty similar. We want you to just really get the body into harmony, then you can be more supported. So to me, what I'd like to share is out of the entire turmeric plant, only 3% is the curcuminoids. And out of that 3%, curcumin is the most effective at reducing inflammation. And so a lot of companies out there are giving you regular turmeric powder in a pill. They're giving you equal proportion of all three curcuminoids in a pill. But there is a correct ratio of those curcuminoids that's reflected in nature that you can naturally extract out of turmeric. And when you give that at the right potency, at a greater than 95% grade potency, that's when you start seeing tremendous shifts in the body. And so I see a lot of people wasting time and money on turmeric supplements. And I'm like, I just wanted to make one that was actually effective so that we could actually take it and get what we're asking for. Because I hate that we waste so much time and money taking things that aren't as effective.
Yeah, I see that a lot. Patients come in, they're like, oh, I bought this turmeric so-and-so, what am I taking? Really, a lot of it, and it doesn't do anything. And I'm like, wait, we're not quite taking the right thing, because it can be, it is amazing how effective it is when you take it in the right proportions and the right supplement. And, you know, there's a lot of supplements out there, and you got to make sure, listeners, when you're looking for a supplement, make sure it's a good, reputable one. Make sure there aren't a lot of other ingredients in there. That's what maybe you can touch on that a little bit, since you run a supplement company. Like, you know, there's so many fillers put into so many supplements that you don't want in your body, and it might actually be inhibiting with what you're actually trying to get, right?
Totally. Yeah. I mean, the problem with the supplement world is it's not regulated.
Yeah.
And so we are self-regulating. And what's good is the rules are coming down harder and harder. So you have to do, you don't have to, but you should do third-party testing. You should do microbe testing, heavy metal testing, ID testing on those ingredients upon arrival. I don't source any ingredients from China because I just need to be real careful about what I'm doing. I built it for functional medicine and orthopedics. So those doctors trust me, and I take that personally. So I'm obsessed with it. But nowadays, anyone can private label anything made anywhere, slap their name on it and sell it. And you're right, there are a lot of fillers because that's what's convenient to the factory. The more excipients you use, the better it runs through the machines and the faster this process goes. And so my factory always gets really mad at me because I GM so much in the pill. I'm like, I need to drive more results. And they're like, stop it. The machines won't work the way you're doing this. And I'm like, well, I am not changing anything. And they'll call me all the time. They're like, there's cheaper ashwagandha. There's cheaper this. I'm like, I don't care. I'm not here for cheaper. Yeah. I'm here for better. Like, I just went to India and met even better suppliers who are growing the ashwagandha, and then they're processing it. They discovered new molecules in it. So my world is like, how far can we push into developing the best thing ever? Because that's what I want in my body. Like, I want the thing that creates the significant change so I can stay vibrant and healthy as long as possible.
And that's what everyone wants. And that's why you want to take a supplement, right? And supplements, I see patients coming in and they're spending thousands of dollars on supplements, and sometimes it's really not good stuff. So it's really important to make sure that, you know, if you're going to put anything in your body, make sure it's, and I love that you're like going and meeting with your, like you're going and meeting the people that are actually, you know, selling you the ingredients. That's fantastic. Yeah. Maybe we can talk a little bit more about your supplement line.
That's the key.
And can you tell us a little bit more about the products that you offer?
Yeah, for sure. So my main two products are turmeric gold and inflammation relief. Everyone takes turmeric gold as their daily preventive. They take inflammation relief when they know they are inflamed with anything, or if you eat an inflammatory meal, but sometimes I'll eat it when I eat out, I'll take inflammation relief. If you have pain anywhere, and then most people take the combo, and that's their pain solution bundle. So anytime, like if you're overworked out or anything's hurting, take them both. And then I made a whole sleep solution called the sleep tea and sleep gummies. Then menopause and perimenopause has been a huge frustration. So I made a tea called menopause support tea. And that has shatavari, which is a powerhouse herb and adaptogen from Ayurveda for female reproductive organs. It has three types of tulsi, which is holy basil. So it has a very cooling and calming effect on the system while balancing our hormones and having this adaptogenic effect. Because adaptogens from Ayurveda function like a thermostat. So if you're anxious and stressed, they just bring you down a couple notches. And if you're feeling low or having the blues, they lift you up. And so I really play with different teas and different herbs. I made a D3 gummy where you get 5,000 IUs within two gummies. And I made those gummies sugar-free with allulose. So you can get the taste and fun of a gummy, but no sugar and no gelatin. So it's vegan. That's important to me. I just created an omega-3 that's vegan, that's going in a gummy, which I'm excited about.
Ooh,
I'm vegetarian. So I've been needing an omega-3 that I was happier with. Yeah. And then unwind tea is my newest creation because I needed the unwind solution at the end of the day, that adaptogenic formula.
I love it. So where can people find your products? Website?
Yes. So the website is fusionaryformulas.com, FUSIONARY. And I made a special code for your audience. It's Dr. Kinney, DrKinnney.
Awesome.
So and that'll give them 15% off.
That's great. So definitely go check those products out. I'm gonna order some and try them out and maybe carry them here. So if you're local, maybe you can come get them here.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. So what else do you want to share about Ayurvedic in general or maybe your supplements or anything else you want to share?
Sure. So Ayurveda is just this incredible system of health and healing. And my goal is for the whole world to hear about it and understand it and dabble in it and like step into it, understanding your dosha, reducing inflammation. These are great ways to kind of remove the noise in life so we can kind of get clear on who we are and how we should manage our health individually going forward. I love the self-care rituals. One of my favorites is a copper tongue scraper from Ayurveda. That's a simple tool we can do in the morning that really helps us detox the body, but ignite the digestive fire for the day. And so I just encourage you to research Ayurveda and get into it because it can be that game changer that you need that lets you feel more whole and nourished as you are running through life doing what you're doing. That's how I've used it. It's really brought me that like peace and wholeness that I needed and that sense of feeling nourished and centered and more aligned while I build the cool things I'm trying to build.
I love it. Where would you suggest if someone is kind of wanting to learn a little bit more? I know you mentioned on your website, you've got a quiz where they can find out their dosha. And there's three of them, right? Vata, Pitta,
and Dosha? Vata, Pitta, and Kapha.
Kapha, yeah. That's what it is. So they can go there and find out. But where would you suggest they go to read or to learn more?
So on my website, shivanigupta.com, it's S-H-I-V-A-N-I. I have a lot of videos on
Fantastic.
The YouTube channel. I have a blog. I try to post as much as I can.
That's awesome.
But my YouTube videos are like hour-long classes on Ayurveda. And then I have a Ayurvedic cookbook on there. I have lots of guides, like inflammation guides and things like that. So any of that is available to help you.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for putting this out. I think it's so important for people to have access to this kind of information. You know, like you said, to find these tools that we can use to make ourselves function better as humans. I think ultimately, like when we're all taking care of our bodies, we're able to do our best work in the world. We're able to, you know, be a better mom or a better dad, a better partner. We're able to be creative and, you know, bring new products and new innovations. But if we're not taking care of ourselves, if we're not sleeping and we're brain fog and we're out of it, we can't do all those things. So thank you for giving everyone these tools.
For sure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's been awesome. So if you guys are interested in learning more, go check out her website, drshivanigupta.com. And we'll post all the other notes in the show notes. And you can use the code Dr. Kinney on her website to try her products out. So thanks so much, guys. I'll see everyone next week.
Thank you for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this conversation, be sure to connect with me on social media to find more helpful tips and information. You can find me at Dr. Kinney on all of the platforms. And please be sure to subscribe and leave a rating and/or a review. This helps grow the show so more people have access to this knowledge that leads to empowered healing. Love and light, and see you next week.